Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the final rewatch. The final rewatch. Oh, it's the final rewatch before the new season. It's the final rewatch. I'm watching them all. The final rewatch.
Final rewatch. Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome to another chapter in the final rewatch, where today, just now, a few minutes ago, I finished watching Chapter 7, The Bathtub. And ooh, I can't wait to talk about it, but before I do, I got another voicemail.
Hello, I'm over at my friend's house, and say hi, Sloan.
Hello.
And the Stranger Danger Book Club. Ah. I know you made that up, Stranger Danger guy who made this podcast. And so, yeah. I love your podcast and I listened to it in 2022. Bye. See you later. And I'm still jacked right here. I know I was in last time. I was inside your podcast. My voice was so beautiful. Yay.
Thank you, Still Jax, calling in again with another voicemail. And it seems like perhaps listening to Stranger Danger with friends, the more friends you can get to listen to Stranger Danger, the better the world is. In fact, funny thing about just loving Stranger Things, I found, I have another podcast called Geek Mentality, where I do, basically it's a lot of miniseries. I do a movie month every year. I've been doing Marty McFly for Back to the Future the last couple of years. I did a whole month of Jaws once called Jawgist. Did a Christmas theme this past year where I watch old Christmas TV shows. But every so often I just do a one-off show. And I found a show I did back in 2016, right when before Stranger Danger. And it sounds like I'm talking directly into my telephone. And I'm going to put a link to that episode in the show notes. Honestly, it's like 5 minutes long. So I almost was going to paste it in here, but I don't want to bore you with it if you don't want to listen to it. It's just me being like, hey guys, have you heard of this new show called Stranger Things? You should really check it out. And it's funny hearing me talk about it 6 years ago and now hearing me like realizing right now that I'm doing this daily podcast to gear up for the brand new season of Stranger Things. So that is another thing I just wanted to mention. And again, thank you, Jax, for the voicemail. Remember, if you want to be heard on the show, you can leave me a voicemail. Just go to fans.experts.com/strangerdanger And right there, if you scroll down a bit, you'll see a leave a message voicemail link. It'll link you over to anchor.fm, which is where I do the show. And you can leave a voicemail directly there. Or if you have the Anchor app, I think you could do it directly if you search for Stranger Danger. All right, let's get to Chapter 7, The Bathtub. This episode opens with Eleven, you know, looking in the mirror. I took some notes, so I think I'm getting this right. But anyway, she looks in a mirror, and she looks at herself, and this was right when the three of them got back together. Or, I'm sorry, the three of them had headed back to their house. They don't know they're in danger yet. So she's looking in the mirror, and she's like, pretty? Oh, no, Mike says, you don't need it. You don't need the wig, because she was missing it. And she's like, pretty? He's like, yeah, pretty, really pretty. And so they head out of the room, and then all of a sudden you hear on the walkie, get out of there, bad man. And they couldn't hear what they were saying, couldn't hear. They knew it was Lucas. Like, what the hell's going on? He's out of range. And you see Lucas. He has his walkie-talkie on his bike. It seems like he mounted it so he could press, so the button stayed pressed. And he's yelling, get out of there. Get out of there now. The bad men are coming. The bad men are coming. And some fun moments where they run upstairs and Dustin sees the repair van outside. Then he notices a few other repair vans. And he's like, Mike, we need to get out of here. Well, Mike is talking to his mother. He's like, Mom, did you schedule any repairs? She's like, what? She's on the phone with someone. And they're like, Mike, we need to go now. They get the hell out of there. And they're like, Lucas said, meet us over here. Oh, they start walking their bikes up to the yard. And they look and turn and they see all of them. They see the repair vans. They see the guys coming out of it. They see Brenner. Brenner and Eleven lock eyes. And it's like, he knows now, okay, I found her. And she's like, oh my God, they found me. They take off and they're talking to each other. They're on the walkie. They're trying to meet up. We're going to meet up on the corner of something and something. And Lucas and them meet up and they're like, oh, thank goodness. I think we lost them. Boom, the vans come around the corner. Then boom, the vans come straight at them. And the four of them are on the three bikes riding along. This reminds me of E.T. so much. In E.T., they're all on bikes. They get to a certain point, and these military guys are standing there holding guns. They're not holding walkie-talkies like in the digital, the remastered version. They're holding rifles. And they have a roadblock. You've seen E.T., right? The greatest movie of all time. And boom, E.T. Makes it so they all the kids fly. Woo, I can see my house from here. Well, in a very reminiscent scene, but the opposite happens. The kids don't fly. The bad guys do. The vans are coming right at them, and Eleven just gives this little look. And that van, that iconic shot of the van flying over them, of the kids looking up at the van. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This episode has a couple, to me, iconic Stranger Things shots. Number one, the van. Number two, later, Eleven in the kiddie pool, in the quote-unquote bathtub. But the van lands, and I have to say, Dr. Brenner didn't even glance into the van to be like, hey, guys, you guys okay? Nobody did. Those guys flipped the van over, smashed, down on the ground. They're either injured or worse, dead. And Brenner doesn't even look down. His eyes are locked on the kids riding away on their bikes. So they get to the kids end up getting to it's not really a dump. It's almost like, it's kind of like, a trash yard, a dump, something like that. I mean, it's got old cars, an old bus, and it's just in this field, and it seems like anybody can walk through it. They were in it the other day when they got in the fight. It seems like that's their place to go, and I know we see this place in the future, but they get there. Lucas apologizes to Eleven. Eleven apologizes to Lucas. Mike apologizes to Lucas. They shake hands, friends forever. There's no more of this, you know, fighting and separating between these guys. Lucas is no more on his own. He's back with a friend group, back where he belongs. Gosh darn it. Cut over to the police station. Hopper and Joyce are there, and they find Jonathan, and they... Was Nancy there too at that point? I think so. But they find all the stuff in Jonathan's trunk. He's like, Chief, you need to see this. All that stuff in the trunk. And he's like, what is this about? He's like, you wouldn't believe me. And Hopper's like, oh, yeah, try me, you know? He brings him in another room to talk to them because Hopper's seen some stuff now. So I think his ability to accept some craziness going around has widened. Let's put it that way. Back at the Wheeler house, Mrs. Wheeler she went downstairs looking for Mike, finds the fort that Eleven was staying in, finds the little blonde hair. And then Mr. Wheeler gets a knock on the door. They open the door, and there's that woman. That goddamn woman who killed Benny. Every time I see her face, I'm afraid she's going to lift a gun. But she's got a badge this time, and she's got Brenner, and she's got all these guys behind them. And, like, you know, these guys right in there, they go through the entire Wheeler house, and they're questioning the Wheelers about this girl. Like, and Mr. Wheeler's like, what happened to her hair? Like, that's important. The guy who plays Mr. Wheeler is so perfect in his like, he's kind of a drip. He's kind of he's not a loser, but he's a just kind of a boring old dad who has his way of doing something and doesn't much care about everything going on around him and doesn't much know everything going on around him. If we had a girl sleeping in this house, we'd know about it. Okay. And then Brenna's like, your son is in real danger. We will help him. Will you trust me? No. No, don't nod, Mrs. Wheeler. Don't nod, but she nods. Oh, she's going to trust him. Bad choice. Lucas, back with the kids now, he's kind of made a little map showing the street he was on, showing the fences, and showing the lab. And he's like, this is where the lab is. This has to be where the gate is. And then all of a sudden, Dustin's like, do you hear that? What is that? That's my helicopter. Not bad, right? They're like, go, go, go. They shove all their bikes under the bus and jump on the bus before the chopper can get any closer, which is awesome because that's the same bus next season, right? That's the same bus that we see with the dogs, right? I believe. There's my dog. Speaking of dogs, gonna go take my dog out. Be right back. And through the power of editing, I'm back. My dog is now settled. And where was I? Okay, yes. Back at the prison, Jonathan shows... Back at the prison. Back at the police station. Jonathan shows them the photo. And Hopper wasn't quite sure what it is. But Joyce and Jonathan have a nice little moment where... Joyce is like pissed at Jonathan for going out there. Like, how could you go out there? They could have got you too. And he's like, I could have done something. You could see she was just scared. she was scared, and she just they had a nice moment where she was mad at him, but she was also very happy to be with him, to see him, gave him a big hug. And then it was a bit of a kerfuffle at the police station as a woman came in complaining about her son being assaulted. Her son being that piece of crap Troy. Lady, your son threatened some kids with a knife and told the kid to basically jump to his death. Your son is pure trash. But he mentions that this freak girl showed up, and Hopper's like, wait, what? He heard she's got no hair. He's like, wait, huh, what? What do you mean? She has a head shaved, and there's more. Tell him more. She can do things. He's like, what kind of things? She can make you fly, make you piss yourself. Yes. And thankfully, she made Mike fly. And Troy, she made you piss yourself. Oh my God, I hate Troy so much. All right. Okay. We go now to this little quickie mart where I say this is the moment where Steve makes his full babyface turn. That's a term in wrestling where a bad guy, they call them heels, and the good guys, they call them baby faces or faces. They turn. The bad guy turns good or the good guy turns bad. This is where Steve makes his full baby face turn, turning on Tommy and Carol. Again, they're not Troy level trash. They're like one level above Troy. If you told me that Tommy is Troy's older brother, I'd believe you. Put it that way. But it turns out, and by the way, Steve looks like crap. His face got smushed in. But it turns out Tommy did the spray paint, and Steve's like, you went too far with what you did. He's like, she deserved it. And, you know, they called her like the perfect. They were insulting her some more. He was getting mad. He shoved Tommy, and Tommy got in his face. He's like, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, what are you going to do? You wouldn't even fight Jonathan Byers. What are you going to do about it? And then he gets in the car. Get the hell out of here. Sure, Harrington, run. Run like you always do. Called him some not-so-nice words. And do we ever see them again? I kind of hope never. Jump back over to the Wheeler house. And the feds are leaving with all kinds of boxes of stuff. Hopper, Joyce, Nancy, and Jonathan are now all together. Yes, I've said it a million times. I love it when people get together. So they're looking from afar, and they're like, whoa. And Nancy's like, I need to go. Something's up with Mike. He's like, look, we can't risk it. We can't risk them knowing you know. We can't get involved. We can't let them know we know. She's like, but Mike, he's like, they haven't caught him yet because you can see the chopper going. They're like, can you think of anything, any way that that we can, you know, talk to them? And that's when Jonathan's like, yes, I can think of something. I don't know where they are, but I know how to get to them. So they get back to the buyer's house and they find the walkie-talkie. Nancy's calling and Mike's like, it could be a trap. It could be a trap. We don't know what to trust them. You know, like even Dustin wasn't sure. He kept quoting Lando Calrissian. You remember in Empire Strikes Back, Lando, everyone lands, and Lando wants to bring everyone to dinner, and Lando looks at Princess Leia's like, my, what do we have here? I don't know. He says something like that. And then they go to dinner, and Darth Vader's there. You know, Darth Vader in this story would be Brenner. So they're not sure at first. Then Hopper gets on. He's like, listen, kid, we know you're out there. We know about the girl. We're trying to help you. Let us help you. They finally answer. Mike's like, I'm here. We're here. We cut over to the downtown Hawkins, the movie theater. The movie theater owner is scrubbing the graffiti off the marquee. And Steve shows up. He's like, did you do this? He's like, I just want to make this right. I just want to help. And you could see this is like Steve. You're thinking, wait a minute. Steve Harrington, is he? Could he? Do we like him? And he starts scrubbing off. He takes over and starts cleaning off the spray paint that Tommy did. I love, oh, now we cut back, then we cut back to the buyer cells. And I love that Mr. Wheel is like, we can trust them. It's our government. They're on our side. Oh, poor innocent Mr. Wheeler. Hilarious. No, maybe some government officials are on your side, but certainly not these folks from the Department of Energy. So we cut back to the kids in the bus, and these three suits show up. That's what I'm going to call them. They're feds, they're suits. I don't know what they are. They show up. At first, I thought they had guns, but it looks like they're just trank guns. And one of them sees all the bikes under the bus, goes up, opens the bus door, is about to go in, and bop, he's taken out. And you hear another guy go, what's going on? And then boom, Hopper comes on the bus, looks at them all. He's like, all right, let's go. And then they all just go with him. And I'm like, yes, I love this. They're all together now, all of them, except Steve. Really, once you get Steve there, but you know, because there are more characters that we pick up in season 2 and season 3. But once Steve is with them, the whole group's together. So at this point, the whole, you know, the group we know as the Stranger Things group, they're all together. And that's very rare. So at this point, the group we know, the group that knows something's going on, are all together for a moment. And this is where Mike is explaining them using the flea and the acrobat analogy or metaphor. I think it's an analogy, not a metaphor. I can never tell those apart. And they mention the gate, and Hopper's like, what kind of gate? Is it in the basement? Is it downstairs? Is there a giant water tank? And Mike's like, he's seen it. And they're like, can you find her? Nancy's like, can you find Barb? And so they try to do it at the kitchen table. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't find them. She goes into the bathroom and she's upset with herself and she's washing her face and she looks behind her at the bathtub. And I think she knows what she needs to do. They're standing around in the kitchen and they're explaining, you know, she flipped this van, which was awesome, but it seems to drain her power. First of all, I glossed over it, but Lucas apologizing to Eleven, he's like, I'm sorry I called you a traitor. I'm sorry. What you did was awesome. Friend, that was very touching and I loved it. Okay, back to now. So they explain the van, they explain it wipes her out. And then she's like, I can do this. You know, I know what I need to do. I need to get in the bath. So they're like, what? They end up calling Mr. Clark. And Mr. Clark, I love that Mr. Clark has his girlfriend there and he's showing her The Thing, this old John Carpenter movie. And starring Kurt Russell, The Thing, which I, sad to say, I've never seen. And he's like, oh, it's just, he's like, don't worry about it. It's just plastic. He's talking about the special effects, that it's what it really is, you know, to like try to minimize her grossness. Phone call, it's Dustin, and he's like, Dustin, everything okay? It's Saturday, 10 o'clock on a Saturday. This could probably wait till Monday. He's like, Mr. Clark, you always told us to keep the doors of curiosity open. Why are you keeping this curiosity door locked? Can you tell us everything you know about sensory deprivation tanks? I loved it. They write down all these notes. And how much salt? Okay. All right. He's like, all right, we need a... do you still have that kiddie pool? He says, they're talking about what they need. And we need salt. And they're like, how much salt? I think he said 15 bags or 1,500 pounds. It was like a lot. It was like 1,500 pounds. I forget. It was a lot of salt that they need. So where do they go? They go to somewhere in town where, I don't know if it's the Parks Division, wherever you would go, where the plows would go. People, if you live in an area where it doesn't snow, you don't know the need for road salt. Sometimes you buy ice melt when you're doing your own driveway. There used to be not buckets, but barrels of sand that they would place around town where you could get sand and just pour it, you know, on your driveway to try to get traction on things. But now we get salt. We get salt trucks coming before the snow even gets here. I'm up in Massachusetts. So before the snow even comes, you're going to get the salt to pre-treat the roads. And it's not great for dogs' feet. You know, sometimes they could step. Did I say feet? Sometimes they can step in it and the little gets lodged in their paws and you got to clean it out. It's like, oh, it's, and you'll see my dog like, you won't see it, but I'll see my dog licking her paw and it's like, you don't want to do that. I don't know if it's what kind of salt it is. I mean, it's not the same thing as table salt, but it is salt. So anyway, long story short, Jonathan and Hopper get all this tons of bags of salt. And while they're doing that, Mike and Nancy go off to look for hoses and they have a little moment, you know, where it's like, I just thought you were dealing with something with Will. She's like, I thought you were just dealing with Steve, like no more secrets. Right. No more secrets between them. And I love that. I also love when the door's locked, Mike tries to smash into it with no luck, and Nancy just grabs a rock and breaks the lock, just smashes it, grabs a rock and breaks the lock. And Mike's like, whoa, yeah, Mike, your sister is badass, huh? And when they're walking back, he's like, no more secrets. He goes, okay, do you like Jonathan? She's like, no, it's not like that. No, what? Do you like 11? Ew, no, gross. Okay. And then they walk off. It's a funny thing where Dustin and Lucas are trying to set up the pool. It's a big size kiddie size. It's not like this little plastic kiddie pool. It's a good size kiddie pool. Not something you could, do laps in or jump into, but it's, it's not this tiny plastic pool that you might see. You could carry out one without having to set it up. This is something you have to actually fill up with water to actually set it up. So they're doing all that. They're getting the salt. They're getting the water. And while that's going on, Joyce is with 11. And they have a nice little sweet little moment. And you realize the connection that they end up having. And it makes sense that 11 ends up going with the buyers is when they go to California. She's like, you're very brave. You know, the exact opposite of what she got from Brenner. She's getting it from Joyce. You're very brave. I can't believe you're doing this. Just let you know, I'm going to be there the whole time. If you're ever scared, just let me know. I'm going to be right there the whole time. Where when we was with Brenner, put her in the tank, shut the tank door, completely lock her in there by herself. Complete opposite. So before they get her in, there's some funny moments where they're testing an egg. If an egg can float on the water, so can 11, I guess. So they keep testing it. The egg sinks. They add some more salt. The egg sinks. They add more salt, and the egg floats. Perfect. So now she's ready to go in. They took some science goggles, added some duct tape, so she's completely blinded off. They put on the walkie-talkie with static. These walkie-talkies have the best battery life, with static going, and then she goes into the bathtub, and I mean, it's not long, the lights start flickering right away, and boom, she's in the void. She finds Barb, and Barb is clearly dead. She's like, she gets upset, she's like, gone, in the void, she's screaming. Oh, like she's much more upset, but here you can just hear her go, gone. And Nancy's very upset about that. Then all of a sudden she says, Castle Byers. Oh, and then she goes into Castle Byers in the void. She goes into Castle Byers and she sees Will. And he's like, hold on, Will, hold on. Your mom's coming for you. And she's like, tell him I'm coming. And she's like, he said something. He's like, hurry. And they could hear it through the walkie-talkie. It was like, whoa, amazing. He's like, she'll be here soon. She's coming. She'll be here soon. And then things started to disappear. And he started to fade away. She couldn't hold on to it very much longer. So she's like, Will, where are you? And then she woke up back in the bathtub. And Joyce is hugging her, saying, "You did great. You did great. This was amazing. You did great. Thank you so much." So after that, Hopper's like, "All right, let's go. I'm going to go." He wants to go right to the gate. And Joyce is like, "This is my son. I'm going. I'm going." So Joyce goes with him. So just as soon as our group gets together, they're now broken up again because Nancy and Jonathan are supposed to stay there with the kids, except they are like, "I want to kill this thing. I want to kill it, and I want to finish what we started." So they go back to the police station, very easily sneak in and steal their stuff back. And at the same time, Hopper and Joyce break into the lab. They go to the, they go through the fence the same way they did before. All of a sudden, security gets out, and Hopper's like, "Let me do the talking." Almost like this was part of his plan to get caught. So they get caught. Then we cut back to the Upside Down. Not just the Vision in the Void, but the actual Upside Down. Will is there. He's in the castle. He's trying to be safe. He's singing his song. And then all of a sudden, smash, boom, something breaks through. And that's the end of the episode. And I'm like, "What? Already?" I was like, "I need to watch the next episode right now." You know, yes, I've seen this before now a couple times. Still gets me every single time. I love it. And that's it. That's the end of the bathtub. So at this point, Joyce and Hopper are at Hawkins' laboratory. Jonathan and Nancy left the police station. By the way, I kept calling them deputies. And when Troy's mother called him a deputy, he's like, "I'm an officer, ma'am." So they're officers. There's a difference between officers and deputies. And I just learned that today. All our friends are still at the school. And right, isn't the next episode they talk about pudding and stuff? It's been a while, but I'm excited to talk about it. Already at the end of the first season of Stranger Things tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. We'll be back for another episode of the final rewatch. I don't remember where Nancy and Jonathan go, but I feel like it involves Steve Harrington. I can't wait. I'm so happy that I did this rewatch. Not a day goes by that I'm not like pleased with myself. I don't know. Not a day goes by that I'm not happy that I did that I started this rewatch. And talking about it also just helps me kind of, you know, really process the show that I just watched, which I watched again and again. But remember, folks, when the actual series comes back, these episodes will be slightly different. Yes, it'll be a lot of me talking and thinking, but there'll be a lot more notes, a lot more specific of what's going on, and lots of fun clips from the episode. But I can't believe it. We are now, it's May 7th. So what are we, 20 days away? Yesterday was 3 weeks. 3 weeks. We've waited 3 years. And now we can only have to wait 3 more weeks, right? 3 years, hasn't it been? Oh my God, it's been so long. But we're getting there. And I hope you come along with me on this small rewatch adventure as we gear up for the return of the best show in the world. So, until then, until tomorrow, my friends, because I'll be back again talking more Stranger Things with Episode 8. Oh my goodness gracious. Until then, my friends, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Twitter at StrangerDPod and on Instagram at StrangerDangerPod. The website is fans.experts.com/StrangerDanger, where you'll find every single episode of Stranger Things that I've ever done. And every episode that we ever will do will be posted there as well. So again, until tomorrow, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And my God, Mrs. Wheeler, don't trust Dr. Brenner. Do not trust Dr. Brenner.
I'm not experts.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.